So we're sat down, coffee is on the way, Kelsey is at the bar, stroke cafe, coffee place, and is bringing some... We've got a new face here.
Hi, at 40 underscore thieves.
At 40 underscore thieves. If you see his avatar, it is not of a footballer, which for some reason I thought ages ago. It's somebody, possibly you. Is it you? No. Any person, actually.
Oh, yeah. No, sorry. The picture is
the picture is of you on your avatar, and you're playing Ultimate Frisbee. We can't say Frisbee because it's a copyrighted term from the company Frisbee. So whatever you do, do not say Frisbee. When they do conferences, they have to say Ultimate. They're not allowed to call it Frisbee because the Frisbee company does not see the benefit in people saying Frisbee. The company's called? The
company is called WHAO, W-H-A-O.
And they're the people that are short-sighted and can't see
we
that...
We all use, I can't remember the name of the company, something like Ultimate Disc, or we use a different type of disc.
So you don't buy Frisbees because they won't let you call it Frisbee. Yeah. Sod Frisbee, let's all use Ultimate Discs, or just the plate. I think that's really bad of Frisbee because it's become a word in our culture and our history. I used to play Frisbee a lot with the dog as well. The dog loves Frisbee. So anyway, it's really good to see you. And also, we also have...
Paul Johnston.
And on Twitter...
Paul D. Johnston on Twitter.
Yes, because I always miss the D out, so I've been talking to some random guy somewhere. Over here, with a hard drive the size of a house brick...
GT underscore P.
And heavier than a house brick. And you've just brought me some tea. Darjeeling tea. Some of the finest tea known to humanity.
Some of the good stuff.
Some of the good stuff. The champagne of tea, that I think it's called. And I haven't had this since I was in Sri Lanka. There's a quick name drop. And it was very nice. Although I've got a nice cup of black coffee just landing on the table in front of me. Thank you, Kelsey. I was just having a chat with...
Mrs. HB to B.
Mrs. HB, number two, B. About what's been happening. I was talking to Kelsey about what's been happening and what might be happening and what's happening tomorrow.
We've got some volunteer open days to hopefully recruit some volunteers to Bletchley Park.
So about 20 people coming along who want to help out with Bletchley Park because they love and respect the place.
I hope so, yeah. Obviously, everybody knows that Bletchley Park runs on volunteers. We're desperate for volunteers. If anybody's around tomorrow or Saturday or any time, come along and volunteer at the park, please.
Yes, so now's your chance. Come along and you get trained up, you get taught history, you get to know so much that needs to be shared about Bletchley Park. Can you sum up Bletchley Park in a paragraph?
No, Bletchley Park is not summable up in a paragraph. I recommend everybody comes to visit. We run solely on visitor numbers through the gate, so come and visit, please.
What a great wasn't even an advertisement. It didn't feel like I was being sold to because I've already been sold to. We're here right now because we love the place. And I'm going to actually have a proper walk round or even a ride round today because I brought my bike, which is folded up next to me. So enjoying the coffee. Don't forget you can follow Bletchley Park on Twitter, Bletchley Park. Kelsey tweets from there. You can also follow Station X, which is tweeted by both myself and Gordon. Dips in there if I'm too busy, which at the moment is a lot. So if you see people saying, go to Station X more than once, that's because we haven't read the tweets and we don't know who's tweeting what. But, you know, speak to both myself and Gordon if you're interested in coming, or just come along. We do this once a month. And I'm going to slurp some coffee. Have a good day.